Hey, yeah, just a quick one before we crack on with the episode. This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further. Literally. They cover all things travel finance, like the smartest way to book flights without playing the guess the cheapest day strategy, how to avoid paying for upgrades that you won't use, and when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices. So travel smarter, spend less, with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get back to the show.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Do you love spontaneous adventures, travel tips, and stories that will inspire you to pack up and go? Well, welcome to the Winging It Travel Podcast. I'm James, your host, and each week I bring you travel tales, practical advice, and interviews with travelers from around the globe. Whether you're planning a big trip or just dreaming about one, you'll find everything from hidden gems to epic fails, because travel is not perfect, and that is what makes it beautiful. So grab your backpack and let's wing it. New episodes every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts, and on YouTube too. You can find Winging It and more fantastic travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com. The link is in the show notes. Let's go and explore the world. Hello and welcome to this week's episode. You may remember back in November, I was on a trip in Central America, and one of my big aims of that trip was to go to Oaxaca in Mexico. And my aim there really was just to go and eat great food and drink great coffee. At this point in the trip, I was pretty tired. I've done a lot of hikes, a lot of walking, a lot of activities. And this was the penultimate place before Mexico City, before flying home. So for me, it's just going to be a chilled one. It's great weather, cafes, coffee, food tour, and checking out as much of the city as possible. For Oaxaca in Mexico, it's kind of known for its food, especially its mole. So that's one of the reasons people go there. Really, it's a place to go to for food mainly, but also it's popular with digital nomads. It's a very comfortable place. It's a bit like Antigua in Guatemala, but a little bit quieter in my opinion, and probably better facilities as well, but not as cheap, I don't think either. For me, I had to get there by flight, unfortunately. So I flew to Mexico City, and then I flew to Oaxaca, which takes about an hour. Very cheap flight, about $100 Canadian. You can take a bus. It's about 7 hours, and it's between $40 to $70, depending on how comfortable the bus is. I did look into getting there overland from Guatemala, but it's a bit of a mission. If you go from Quetzaltenango, you may be able to get a bus to the border, do the border, and get another bus the other side, but it could be potential transfers of buses, not as easy as you think it might be. If you have time, it's worth doing. I'd like to go back and try it, but if you're short of time, maybe it's best to go up the country in Guatemala that way around to the Yucatan Peninsula and down, or you fly. So accommodation, I've got some recommendations. I stayed in one for the whole duration. It's called Hostel Luz de Luna, Niu, for 3 nights. It's $150 Canadian for a private room, private bathroom, no breakfast. And there's a kitchen there, a rooftop place to sit and have a drink, which is really nice, and a really nice courtyard as well. And the staff are great. But I've got some other recommendations for hostels in the area. So Casa Angel is probably known as the best one for solo backpackers, even though my one is great for solo backpackers. I met some people there who are not partying, just there to chill out and check out the town. That's pretty cool. So these two are pretty good for that. Iguana Hostel is known and self-proclaimed as a party hostel. Tacuchi Hostel, I think it's one of the most stunning hostels in Oaxaca. It offers a swimming pool, nice kitchen, social bar, and a great space. And Hostel Central is known for being good for digital nomads. As I said before, I'm here for food and coffee and chilling out, really. So I was walking around town and I had 4 cafes on my list, and here they are. Muzz Cafe was a recommendation by someone else. Great breakfast, great coffee, a great little courtyard to sit in, do some work, good Wi-Fi as well. The breakfast is going to be your classic scrambled egg, avocado on toast, Western prices. And the coffee is great too. A place which is known for brunch and breakfast and amazing pastries is Bulenk. It's a definite Western slash backpacker cafe. Lots of locals who are there just to eat really good breakfast, like eggs, shakshuka, Mexican breakfast as well. So on busy times like 10 to 12, especially on the weekend, it's going to get busy. But if you go just during the week outside of those times, very nice to go and sit in the courtyard there and have a pastry and a coffee. Love the food there, love the vibe. One of my favourites. I also went to Caffetto and Baristas. There's so much choice here, but I wanted one with a barista in the name. So I went to this place, no one in there, but it's so good. I bought some coffee beans there. I think I bought 3 bags. And those guys will grind it for you as well. Great cup of coffee, a bit out of the central part of town. Really cool. And on my last day, I found a cafe called Jazz Cafe, who'd done a really good Mexican breakfast. I recommend that as well. Activities, not too much to go through here, but I did book a food tour with Lupita on Get Your Guide. I'll put a link in the show notes. And she aims to take the group around trying different cuisines of Oaxaca. So it's going to be a local tour through the markets, local restaurants, stalls, and you're going to try stuff like ceviche, piadros, which is like pickled veg. We tried bugs, which are snacks for locals. We went to a chocolate factory and tried raw chocolate. That tastes disgusting. But then actual normal chocolate with different flavors, spices as well, and fruit. We went to try some mezcal at a local market. That's pretty cool. Rosa de Jamaica, which is my new favorite drink. That was amazing. And to finish the tour was a meal at Las 15 Letras, which is a mole restaurant. Upscale, quite pricey, but the mole is out of this world, and there's different types. I think they have 12 you can try with different meats. And it's so good. I went back for a second time on my last night to treat myself. And this place, really, if you've got a group of friends and you want to treat yourself for like a nice end of the tour dinner or even a nice classy evening meal, this is the place to be. Great service. It's not like hugely pricey, but it's going to be $20 Canadian for like trying their 3 best moles, for example, which I did. Great vibe in there, and lots of people trying mole for the first time. Really good vibe. And Lupita was great on the tour. She is very informative, funny, casual, outgoing, and also wary of what the group needs and wants. So we could have gone to more, but we kind of went around for about 2.5 hours before finishing in that restaurant. So other activities I did was Socalo, which is the central square. Nice to sit in. The cathedral. I went to Santo Domingo Church, a very famous and historic church. Went to some of the markets. You can do a cooking class there. I didn't do this, but that's a possible option. And coffee tour as well. And I just love walking around, seeing the colourful buildings. At the time, it was near the end of November, start of December. So Christmas trees were up, festive vibe in the air. But 30 degrees, so nice to walk around. It's literally one cafe, coffee, walk around, see some stuff, to the next one. It was dreamy. Quite a freedom that we all crave. Beyond Oaxaca, there's a few things to go and see. Jiev El Agua, which is a natural mineral springs with unique formations and pools. Very popular attraction for swimming and relaxation. And if you want to see some Mayan-like ruins, you can go to Mont Alban, which is ancient Zapotec city. So that's pretty cool. We're going to learn some of that history. I mentioned restaurants before. I didn't go to too many, actually, because I was so knackered from walking around all day. But another one I went to is Capuche, a vegetarian pozole, which is like a soup, not from the local area, but from Mexico. Tayudas and tacos, they're pretty cool as well. And as I mentioned, Las 15 Letras is a mole place you have to try. Just a further note on mole, you can actually probably go to one of the night markets and have that as a local dish, much cheaper. It probably tastes the same, but obviously it's a different type of vibe. But that's the place I'd like to go back to, Oaxaca, in the future, because it's so nice just to live there for a bit. Oh, it's absolutely dreamy. Very chilled. The locals are great. It's not too touristy, but maybe it gets busier in maybe other parts of the year. But for me, early December was perfect. I've done a lot of busy hiking and stuff, so I was pretty tired. Much needed for me to chill out in the hostel, do some work, watch some football, podcasts, YouTube, walk around, coffees, have some cakes, pastries, markets, and do a tour. It was a bit of a dreamy existence for 3 or 4 days. And to reflect, I'd love to go back, but I probably would stay for 2 or 3 weeks. In these cafes, you do sort of hear the English-spoken travellers who have maybe moved there from USA or other parts of the world that are there to work for part of the year. And they go to these cafes and just chill out and use the Wi-Fi because it's pretty good. So Oaxaca is a dreamy place. If you like food, great weather, mezcal, markets, and great coffee, this is a place for you. If I was to go back as well, I'd probably go and explore more of the state. If you go a bit further west, you go and see the coast. That'd be pretty cool. I think you can get buses in and out of the town pretty easily. I actually got a bus and a shuttle from the airport. If you look for transport from there, pretty cheap, and they're quite regular. And I arrived really late at night, so there was still a shuttle for like maybe $2 or $3 to drop me off. that's pretty cool as well. So a quick one today for Oaxaca. I debated whether doing an immersive episode, but I don't really have much sounds to go off, really. It'd be like quite a quiet one, you know, lots of birds singing and me walking around and people chatting in the cafes. So I'll save that for another place in a couple of weeks, which I'm still deciding. Thanks for tuning in. The last episode will be Mexico City. That'll be next week. And that will wrap up my trip. I think I've done everything. I've done YouTube, podcasting, everything in that trip. It'd be nice to wrap that up going into the second half of this year and doing more travels and telling you about them as well. I'll catch you next time on the Winging It Travel Podcast. Cheers. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast episode today. If you've been inspired by today's chat and want to book some travel, if you head to the show notes, you'll see some affiliate links below which help support this podcast. You'll find Skyscanner to book your flight. You'll find booking.com to book that accommodation. Want to stay in a super cool hostel? You'll see Hostelworld down there too. You'll find Revolut to get your travel card sorted. Click the GigSky link to get your eSIM ready for your trip. And more importantly, you'll find Safety Wing Insurance to get that travel insurance for your trip. There are many more to check out, so when you click that link and book your product, a small commission goes towards me and the Winging It Travel Podcast. Thank you in advance and enjoy your travels. Hey, yeah, just a quick one before we crack on with the episode. This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further. Literally. They cover all things travel finance, like the smartest way to book flights without playing the guess the cheapest day strategy, how to avoid paying for upgrades that you won't use, and when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices. So travel smarter, spend less, with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get back to the show.